Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, a very good morning, an absolute pleasure to be with you here on Talk TV. I'm Peter Cardwell. Thank you for your company. I'm here between now and 1 o'clock, and loads to talk about this Wednesday morning, including the Clapham Chemical attacker Abdul Azedi, who won his asylum appeal even though the judge thought he was being dishonest about his conversion to Christianity. This is something a number of asylum seekers appear to have done, but in this particular case, the sex offender Abdul Azedi, who's now dead, said that he thought the Old Testament was about Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I would have probably spotted that that was a major and very basic error. But that was in the Home Office documents. The Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, has been forced into a mini reshuffle. This comes as only a quarter of people say they're satisfied with the NHS. We love the NHS as an idea, as a concept. We feel it's a very British thing. There was even a Thanksgiving service at Westminster Abbey for 75 years of the NHS, but only 24% of people are actually happy with it. What do you think about that? Are you happy with the NHS? What sort of service have you received? 0344 499 1000. We've had two ministers resigning from the government, Robert Halfond, Education Minister, and James Heapy, the Armed Forces Minister, and almost one in five Conservative MPs have declared they won't be standing at the 2024 election. We'll be speaking to one of them, Paul Scully, in just a few minutes. And King Charles will attend an Easter service in Windsor in what will be his most significant public appearance since his cancer diagnosis. This is my show, but it's your show too. I want you to let me know your thoughts on all of the topics we're discussing today and maybe something we're missing as well. Whatever you want to talk about, let me know. I'll take as many calls, texts and tweets and WhatsApps now as well as I can between now and 1 o'clock. 0344 499 1000 is the number to call. You can text 87222 with the word talk in your text. You can tweet me at Talk TV, follow me at Peter Cardwell, and you can send both voice messages and indeed text messages to WhatsApp 0344 499 1000, same number as the telephone number. So that's something we're experimenting as well, those voice messages, 0344 499 1000. We'll also find out in just a few minutes why political correspondent Alicia Fitzgerald is a tool of Western imperialism. Stay with us here on Talk TV. Well, thank you so much for your company this Wednesday morning. We're asking as well, Labour has a plan to impose a 20% VAT increase on private school fees. This has been criticised. We'll be talking to one head of a school a little bit later on. Do you make the sacrifice to send your kids to private school? Or maybe you think actually state schools are the way to go, and maybe if private schools close, maybe that will drive up standards in the state schools. Or will that just put more pressure on those schools? It's a really interesting one, because I was chatting to someone at the weekend actually, who is a head teacher of a private school, and she said, look, our fees are £3,000-£4,000 a term, which is a lot of money. Of course it's a lot of money. But she said, look, there are a lot of people who are making the sacrifice, who are doing three jobs in some cases. She talked about one particular parent who's a Tesco delivery driver on the weekends to earn a bit of extra cash, actually, to send his two kids to her school. And she says, if this 20% VAT increase happens, well, actually, that is going to mean that her school will close because there's just no headroom financially. Or actually, maybe you think maybe these are just a bunch of middle-class whingers, or maybe they're actually people who are aspirational and trying to do what they can for the kids, give them the best education where the state school equivalent may not be as good. So is Keir Starmer taxing aspiration? Let me know what you think about that. 0344 499 1000. The Clapham chemical attacker Abdulazedi has won his asylum appeal, even though the judge thought he was being dishonest about his conversion to Christianity. We're going to talk to Ivan Sampson, the immigration lawyer, in a minute. But with me all morning is political correspondent Alicia Fitzgerald. Hello, Alicia.
Lucky you.
I know.
You're better than that.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Listen, there are lots of very, very serious stories around today. The NHS is one. Of course, we are seeing that a lot of people really just don't have the satisfaction in the for the NHS that the government hope they do. 24%, I think, is the lowest for a long time.
It is, and this is not a sudden thing. This has been wearing down and down and down over the years as the NHS has struggled more, people, the waiting lists have got bigger, and people are just finding that they simply can't get a GP appointment ever. I mean, for a long time, many politicians and just many people in the UK will have said that the NHS was probably one of our crowning glories as a country. Loads of people were so proud of it. It was something that lots of people credited very much to our governments, previous governments, not so much this one, sadly. And it was seen as just this kind of national treasure. But now, I think if you ask lots of people, and even lots of politicians, including Wes Streeting, he's the shadow health secretary, he's even admitted that it's definitely not something that we should be super proud of at the moment. So a lot of work to be done.
It definitely needs reform. Well, let me know what you think about that. 0344 499 1000. Well, I want to talk now about the Clapham chemical attacker. This is a really astonishing story. The asylum judge who granted asylum to the Clapham chemical attacker, who was a sex offender as well, he was granted asylum despite the judge concluding that he had told a litany of lies about various aspects of his life. So his conversion, Abdulazedi's conversion to Christianity, was apparently genuine based on compelling evidence from a retired Baptist minister who the Times names today as the Reverend Roy Merrin. Now, the judge's decision to grant the asylum came despite expressing concerns about the honesty of the appellant in relation, Zazedi, in relation to certain aspects of his account. Some of the stuff that he believed or didn't believe, a caseworker asked Abdulazedi, what is the Old Testament about? Abdulazedi said, Jesus Christ. Now, any Christian, and in fact, many people who aren't even Christians, will know the basic fact that the Old Testament is not about Jesus Christ. It's about the fact a Messiah is coming. And the New Testament is, of course, all about Jesus Christ in many, many respects. Really, really astounding. He was asked to name Jesus' main followers, and he could only name actually four of the disciples, and he named Simon and Peter as well, as Simon was another disciple as well. Asked what God created on the third day, what did God create on the third day? He responded, Good Friday and Easter Sunday and Resurrection Day. I mean, this guy just didn't know the very, very basics about Christianity. Let's talk to an immigration lawyer, Ivan Sampson, who's with us. Ivan, thank you for joining me this morning. How can someone who clearly doesn't know the basics about Christianity say that he is a Christian and then that is accepted by a court and that person who is a sex offender is granted asylum?
Yeah, I can answer our first part of that. It's a theological debate. I mean, the person crucified with Christ on the cross wouldn't know very much about Christ, and yet Christ said to him, you'll be with me in paradise today. So that's a theological debate. Now, what I want to talk about is the evidence.
Sorry.
What is the evidence?
I'm not getting into theology. I'm getting into basic facts about things like the Old Testament not being about Jesus.
What does it mean to be a Christian? That's the theological debate. You're saying that you must know about the Bible, and if you don't know about enough about the Bible, you can't be a Christian.
Sorry, am I in a dream here, Ivan? You're saying, I mean, these are basic facts. You're not asking, you know, tell me about theories and, you know, what is verse, you know, chapter 12, verse 13 of Revelation. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, what is the Old Testament about? I mean, if you don't know that and you profess to be a Christian, surely that's a massive red flag.
Well, my response to you is this. The person crucified with Christ on the cross didn't know anything about him.
Yes.
Nothing at all.
Yes.
He knew nothing about the Old Testament. And yet Christ said to him on the cross, you will be with me in paradise today. So he was obviously a Christian, accepted as a Christian, knew nothing at all. So again, that's a theological debate.
The thief on the cross converted to Christianity as a result of talking to Jesus on the cross as they were both dying, having been crucified by the Romans. This is someone who had based his asylum. You cannot compare the two.
Peter,
the
person, this is a theological debate.
It's not a theological debate. It's basic facts. It's basic facts. You could ask a Muslim. You could ask a Jew. You could ask a Hindu.
What is the Old Testament about? It's a theological debate.
It's not.
It is, Peter.
It's basic facts, Ivan. You're arguing black is white. That is nonsense.
Well, okay. the judge looked at the evidence. The judge decides on the evidence. No matter what people say, well, the judge got it wrong and this guy wasn't a Christian. Well, look at the evidence. Well, the evidence says what it is. He'd come into the UK in 2016. He'd had his asylum application refused, lost his appeal. Sometime between 2016 and 2018, he converted to Christianity.
Well, he said he did.
The most compelling evidence was the evidence of Reverend Merrin. That's what the judge looked at.
So it's his fault.
Well, no. I never said that. The litany of lies, the judge in the round found his evidence to be consistent regarding the conversion. They may well have been lies on other matters. And he may not have known about the Bible and may not have known about the Old Testament. Many Christians who are believers may not know about the Old Testament.
That's nonsense. Show me a single person in a church in this country who does not know that the Old Testament is not about Jesus. It's about Jesus coming in the New Testament. That is Christianity 101.
Well, the judge will look at the evidence. The most
compelling he was told lies, and he made the wrong decision because he let a sex offender into this country as an asylum seeker, and then he went on to throw acid in two people's eyes.
Well, let's talk about the sex offence, because what the law says, if you're convicted for an offence which carries more than 12 months imprisonment, that means you will be automatically deported. Azidi received a suspended sentence, so he wouldn't have been deported on that. And that had nothing to do with his conversion. So, again, it's a theological debate.
It's not a theological debate. Ivan, you're wrong. It's not a theological debate. That is incorrect.
We're going to have to agree to disagree on that.
No, we're not.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're not agreeing to disagree. You're just wrong. Sorry.
Okay. The compelling evidence, Peter, was the evidence of Reverend Merrin. And what he said was this. He had known him since 2016. He'd attended the Alpha course, regularly attended church, had been baptised, and he was evangelising with non-Christians with the church.
Despite knowing absolutely nothing about Christianity because he wasn't a Christian, because he had duped he had apparently duped the Baptist minister into this, who then sent a letter. I mean, there are so many people within the church who are just useful idiots to these asylum seekers. There's no doubt about that.
You're right. You may well be right, Peter. He may well have duped the Baptist minister. But we're talking about the judge's decision and what the judge had in front of him. So I won't criticise the judge, like everyone getting on the bandwagon. The evidence.
You won't criticise... Ivan, sorry to interrupt you. You won't criticise the judge, even though he clearly made completely the wrong decision based on incorrect evidence that, had he probed it at all, would have made very great sense that this person wasn't a Christian, shouldn't have been in this country in the first place, and should have been deported before he threw acid in people's eyes.
I'm glad you raised that. What should have happened was this chap should have been removed. The Secretary of State has powers to remove someone if their presence is not conducive to public good. The Home Office didn't do that. The Home Office waited. After his first
Well, they kept appealing. I mean, look, I'm no fan of the Home Office in this. I'm not defending the Home Office. But he appealed three times.
Well, after his first appeal, it was dismissed. He should have been detained and removed. The Home Office didn't do that. In respect of the appeal itself, if they, my experience of Home Office appeals is that, and this is going back 20 years, Peter, what I've seen in these appeals, is that the presenting officers are ill-prepared. I have one case for the day. I've seen presenting officers with six matters for the day which they have to prepare. They're not properly trained, they're underpaid, and they're overworked. So I think if you had a good lawyer in this, it would have made mincemeat out of Yazidi's case and the Baptist minister. And that's another problem, is that the people representing the Home Office, I'm afraid, are just not up to the task.
Yeah. Listen, I think there are a lot of people who will agree with you, and I will agree with you, Ivan, on that point. Can we talk to Keith in Leeds? Is he? No, we can't. Sorry. No, I just want to read out a couple of messages here in regard to this. There's one from Anna who says, your current guest is trying to justify his point in Christianity. He should not be allowed to talk about the Bible or our Lord Jesus Christ, and has just disrespected the whole of Christianity. This needs to stop. I'm sick of how Christianity can be undermined at every junction. Well done, Peter, for demolishing him. Well, Anna, I respect Ivan's opinion, even though I completely disagree with him and think he's completely wrong. But at the same time, what is clear is that there is abuse in this system, Ivan, and as you correctly pointed out about the Home Office...
I just want to finish my point, Ivan,
if that's okay.
People as on you, the Bibby Stockholm have claimed asylum on the grounds of religion. And that the Home Office need to properly cross-examine the ministers giving evidence. The most compelling evidence is the ministers. They need to be properly cross-examined. And you'll note the minister who gave the support for Yazidi, it wasn't on behalf of the Baptist Church. He did it off his own back.
Yeah.
Perhaps the Baptist Church should sanction it.
Yeah, I think we need to look at that. There also seems to be a massive outbreak of Christianity on the Bibby Stockholm. Listen, that's okay. That's fine if people have, if they genuinely believe these things. But the fact is that he didn't actually believe these things. Keith is in Leeds and has given me a call on 0344 499 1000. Keith, you're on the air. What would you like to say? You're very welcome to the programme.
Do you know, I've just been watching Mr. Cardwell, and he, in a nutshell, has summed up everything that's wrong with our immigration system. It's the blinking lawyers stealing money off the poor people like us and making themselves into millionaires. But that 3 minutes was 3 minutes of pure delight for me, because we finally got to talk to somebody that's part of the problem and not the solution.
Let me put those points, Keith. Stay where you are. I'm going to put those points to Ivan. Do you accept that criticism, Ivan?
Well, no, I don't, because I'd be very surprised if your caller's read the judgment. OK, it's prejudices, I'm afraid. It's not law.
I'm not talking about the judgment.
Well, have you read the judgment?
I don't need to read the judgment. Well, I've just heard you talking to Peter Cordwell. And I'll tell you what.
Just one at a time. Sorry, Keith, go ahead.
Your argument's not compelling because you're not talking about the law.
Oh, he's another Keith, is he?
What does the law say? And what is the evidential burden? What does that a person have to do? What does the law say? And how does the judge make a decision? And you'll remember the Home Office...
The judge made the wrong decision here. Keith, make your point. Ivan, just let Keith speak. Keith, go ahead.
Ivan lives in a surreal world where money is nothing to him, but it's everything to us pensioners. And we're paying for the stupidest of people to go into a barristership. And I'm only saying this about these other lawyers, and I'm sure that there are some good ones here. But this man is talking absolute gibberish. In fact, if we imagine that you and he were in a court of law at this moment with what you came up with, his case would already be lost and gone.
OK, Keith, thanks for your points. Ivan, do you want to respond to that before I go on with the interview?
Sure. Again, I mean, we can only... hindsight's a wonderful thing. And on the
evidence was there at the time, Ivan, that he wasn't a Christian.
Well, you say that he wasn't Christian. You're making that judgment. The judge had a different
view. It's pretty obvious. It's obvious to a blind man on a galloping horse that this guy knew nothing about Christianity. He wasn't a Christian. It was pretend because he wanted asylum in this country.
We're going to go round and round on what it means to be a Christian. It doesn't mean you need to have factual evidence about the Bible, the people in it. Does that?
It's basic information. I'm not talking about really deep theological. You know, I know loads of people who have a simple faith. My grandmother was one of them who had a simple faith and did not know perhaps, you know, every single thing about what was in Leviticus. I'm not expecting everybody who's a Christian to be a scholar of the Bible. I would be really interested if there's a single person in this country who calls themselves a Christian, who goes to church, who doesn't know that the Old Testament is not about Jesus because Jesus wasn't born yet. That's what the New Testament is about. That is a basic fact. That is not a theological argument, Ivan.
Now, what the judge says was the compelling evidence was the evidence of Reverend Merritt. Without that, he would have failed. I agree. But the judge put more weight on the evidence of Reverend Merrin, having known him, having had a relationship with him, to rely on his opinion, on his conversion. And the judge, the Reverend Merrin also said that he'd given evidence on four other cases, all of which had been granted asylum on the grounds of Christian conversion. So that's what the judge gave the weight on. Now, if you say that's wrong in law, then the Home Office should have appealed it.
And I think this is
obvious to everyone,
Ivan, okay,
including you and the rest of the world. Why did the Home Office not appeal?
Well, I'm not defending the Home Office. I totally agree with you, Ivan. The Home Office has a massive case to answer here. But what we've seen, what we're seeing in this case, and look, this is an extreme example. This person was a sex offender. He then went on to be a chemical attacker. He threw acid in the eyes of two people, including a child. But what we're seeing in this case, and the fact this person was granted asylum, or at least got asylum, Ivan, is a microcosm of everything that is wrong with the asylum system. The Home Office screwed up. The expert witness or witness giving a lot of very, very important evidence on which this hinged was duped. The person where there was basic evidence in regard to whether he was a Christian or not, those were lies. And the Home Office and the judge got it wrong. That is, many people will just see this case, will see this as an example of the asylum system in this country and say it is broken. It is ridiculous. We are a compassionate country, Ivan. We're a country that take in people from lots of different parts of the world, like Ukraine, like Hong Kong. There are legal routes. There are ways in which we take people. People had Ukrainian refugees in their homes. A friend of mine still does. But there are people like Azedi, like Abdul Azedi, who absolutely extracted the Michael on this. And many people who are paying their taxes think that's deeply unfair.
I understand your point of view, and there'll be many people like Azedi who've probably been granted asylum on the similar cases. But this is the Home Office are responsible.
Well, the judge is responsible, and the Home Office, and Azedi, and the Baptist minister. Everyone involved in this case is responsible.
I was going to say for removing people like that as quickly as possible, not allowing them to remain here for years on end afterwards, allowing them to have accumulate private and family life here, allowing them to make further appeals. Allow them to do that. I mean, the Home Office should remove these people as soon as possible. They don't. And with regard to the church, I think the ministers who give evidence should be properly cross-examined. I'm not sure this person was. He did give oral evidence, but I'm not sure to what extent he was properly cross-examined by the Home Office.
Yeah.
Again, that goes back to the Home Office not being properly prepared, not properly trained, and not advocating with the full force that they can. There's a weakness in the system. The Home Office is broken. We need a vital review of how the asylum system works. That I agree with you.
Okay, Ivan, thank you very much indeed. That's Ivan Sampson, who's an immigration lawyer. Thank you to him. Thank you also to Adrian Baird, who has been in touch on Texas. Say our churches seem more concerned with virtue signalling their own righteousness on matters in history over which they have no control, for example, slavery, rather than whether by present actions it puts lives at risk on the streets of this country. Sarah says, regardless of the Christianity claim, he should have been deported. It is not our responsibility whether he can openly practice his religion or not.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.